T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, and we're teaming up with Mary's Place doing Kicks for Kids. That's right. Want to make sure those kids in need get a pair of brand new sneakers to call their own. And the money raised from Kicks for Kids going directly to Mary's Place. And they're going to distribute the funds to the kids at Mary's Place centers. That means they get to pick out their own sneakers. That's cool business, man. Every dollar you donate counts. So even if it's a dollar, it will count. And if you don't have any money, please at least share the link. You can find the link. You can find a way to donate. Just go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
So everybody scream his name. Beat Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. It is time to turn down for tacos.
Charge out
or tequila.
Or I forgot what we were doing.
How about turning down for pancakes?
Oh.
Tequila.
And pancakes.
And ooh, pancakes. Tequila and pancakes. That's a good bread base there-ish, and then you can drink all you want.
Really?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Doesn't sound healthy, but I'm going for it.
No, it is definitely not.
Nothing that
not
comes
healthy
out of the rev's mouth is going to sound healthy.
No! That's no, I love my junk food, and I love the pancakes and all them fun
and
stuff.
And we love being around you for the aftermath.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
Yeah, we do.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Sean in Bellingham. Sean, are you there?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Sean will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Sean, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What kind of animal is Mr. Peanut Butter in the animated show BoJack Horseman?
Pass.
Which Muppet Show character has a sidekick in a chicken named Camilla?
Kermit the Frog.
No.
Pass.
How many nickels are in $15?
Well,
how many nickels are okay? 300.
Yes. What year of the late 90s did Johnny Depp receive his Hollywood Walk of Fame star?
98.
No.
97.
No.
99.
Yes. What year of the early 2000s was Skype founded?
2003.
Yes. What is the world's largest predatory fish?
Whale.
No.
Shark.
Yes. In which ocean is Polynesia located?
Indonesia. Mediterranean.
No.
Pacific.
Yes. Pepsi Twist is a Pepsi flavored with what?
Mountain Dew.
No. Oh, that'd be interesting.
Yeah,
one,
sure
two,
would.
Three, four, five. Correct.
I actually have done that.
Pepsi and Mountain Dew?
Yeah, because if I want a little, like a little lemonishy flavor, I'll throw that in my Diet Pepsi.
Interesting.
And it actually gives you the, it's not bad. I don't put a lot in there. I'm not going to poo-poo it.
I mean, just like for a flavor there.
I'm a mixologist when I go to that freestyle machine that those things have. Yeah. I put everything in there.
Oh, yeah. See, I would do that with Diet Pepsi. And then what is it? It's the raspberry tea.
That's
like a little splash of that with the Diet Pepsi.
See, you're on the same country.
Fantastic.
You're on the same planet I'm on. You're doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, I didn't poo-poo that.
Hey, look who it is.
It's funny because in that movie yesterday where the world exists without the Beatles, apparently the world also exists without Coca-Cola.
What?
Which is kind of funny because he still thinks Coca-Cola exists, so wherever he goes, he's asking for Coke.
And they're like...
And he's like, you know, this rock star. So they always... like, what? You want what? And he's like... a Pepsi, please.
Oh, that's funny.
That's fantastic.
It's so random.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes! Yes!
Yesterday.
Yes!
Yesterday.
What kind of animal is Mr. Peanut Butter in the animated show BoJack Horseman?
I don't know. He's an Elvis?
No.
An Elvis?
Yes. A horse?
No.
A mouse?
No.
Who likes peanuts?
Which Muppet Show
character... Elephant. He was an elephant.
No.
Oh, nice call, though.
Which Muppet Show character has a sidekick in a chicken named Camilla?
Ernie?
No.
Big Bird?
No.
Grover?
No.
Wow.
How many nickels are in $15?
600.
No.
900.
No.
I don't know. 300.
Yes. What year of the late 90s did Johnny Depp receive his Hollywood Walk of Fame star?
Stupid.
Late 90s?
Yeah, late
90s. 98.
No.
97.
No.
99.
Yes. What year of the early 2000s was Skype founded?
2001.
No.
2002.
No.
2003.
Yes. What is the world's largest predatory fish?
Ooh, a piranha.
No.
A whale.
No.
A shark.
Yes. In which ocean is Polynesia located?
Atlantic.
No.
Pacific.
Yes.
Wow.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Steve, it's a tie.
I did not deserve to even win that.
No, you didn't. You didn't deserve to tie it either.
I think every one of my last guesses was the one that was right.
Sean, it's a tie, which means it's as good of a win for you, buddy.
Great.
Thank you, Tony. You hang on the line. We'll tell you if we got Frosted Flakes or something else for you.
Steve, the question you didn't get to, the reason why we're talking about Pepsi.
Okay.
Pepsi Twist was a Pepsi flavored with what?
Vodka.
Yeah, that's it. That's Pepsi
lemon.
Twist.
Lemon, yes.
That's a lot better than vodka.
Yep.
And if you wouldn't put those in the kids' cups.
And if you wouldn't have spent so much time on the first couple.
I know.
Maybe.
Now, Mr. Peanut Butter. Vicky might know this because she might have seen the show.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay, what is it?
He's a dog.
He's a dog.
I would have guessed Mr. Peanut Butter for that reason.
Like
I would have guessed
butter.
The dog.
Yeah, dogs do like peanut butter.
Because I've only seen one episode of BoJack Horseman.
No, that's more than me.
Yeah.
Good job.
He's voiced by that comic Paul F. Tompkins.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that's kind
of
cool.
There's a lot of people on that show, actually, some voices on there. Seth Green on there, I think, is he? As well as, of course, Will Arnett.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, Will Arnett is BoJack and...
I think Seth Green is the other dude, right?
No, it's Aaron Paul.
Oh, that's what it is. Yes, Aaron Paul. Thank you. You're right,
Vicky. Best friend.
Yeah, that's his best friend. Yeah.
Maybe I'll go watch this.
It's a good show, but again, just like Ozark, for some reason I don't find myself just going to it because there's always other stuff. But there's nothing wrong with the show. It's funny.
The other question that you didn't get, which Muppet Show character has a sidekick and a chicken named
Muppet
Camilla?
Show? I mean, who's your
not Sesame Street?
Your favorite guy in Muppet Show?
Animal.
He's your second favorite. Your second favorite guy.
Oh, Fozzie Bear.
There we go.
No.
That's not him.
It's not him.
It's Gonzo.
Oh.
I always thought it was Fozzie.
No, it's Gonzo.
Fozzie seems like he'd have a best friend that's a chicken.
Yeah. I would have lost that.
It's actually his girlfriend. Camilla's his girlfriend, if we're going to get technical.
And who's Gonzo's sidekick?
Camilla.
Oh, I thought you said he had a sidekick and a pet chicken.
No,
oh, I heard that wrong.
In a chicken.
Oh.
The sidekick is the chicken.
Oh, I totally missed that.
I guess
that.
The wording was just weird
That's
for you.
That's why
that
I thought
one.
It was Fozzie. Okay.
No, Fozzie's a loner, I feel.
I thought he had like that.
Sad
that.
Comic.
I thought he had a guy. All right.
No, I don't think he has an opening act.
I think he makes fun of rubber chickens sometimes because he's a comedian, but
right?
I don't think that's, it's not the same.
I don't watch the show that close.
What the hell is Gonzo, anyway?
Gonzo's a weirdo.
Yeah.
No, that's literally what he is. He's a blue weirdo.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like I knew that. I mean, he's... His nose looks like
I'm going to defer to the
though.
Muppet experts is what I'm going to do.
Congratulations to Sean Dynasty.
Wow, they created the character with low self-esteem, Gonzo.
Oh, yeah, he does kind of have low self-esteem. Yeah. That's good, though, because there were some of us out there like that, so I can relate. I can, really. Had to have done a lot of work on my self-esteem, actually, because that goes right to self-loathing, and that ain't good. That ain't good, brother. Got an app out there that wants to help you make the most out of your alone time on the toilet. I think that's important, right?
Excuse me?
It's called Clementine, and it's filled with meditation sessions that last 5 minutes and 18 seconds, which apparently is about enough time for you to do your business when you're sitting on the toilet. And it uses a form of hypnosis to quickly engage your brain, get you into a meditative state, and help you de-stress, all before you need to, wipe and flush. Wow. Five minutes.
Where does the squatty potty come into this? Is that like the couch?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah, if I have a squatty potty and Clementine, the meditative toilet app, I'm in good shape.
I mean...
Okay. Cost you 50 cents a month as a subscription fee.
Well,
if you
that's
want
not
it.
A bad deal.
No.
50 cents a month?
Yeah.
How do they expect to make any money?
Well, think about it, though. I mean, if there's an app that you pay for that costs you $2, actually, you're making a lot more money if you're going to get $6 total.
But every month, and I have to have a reminder that I'm spending 50 cents on an app to help me meditate while I'm taking a poop.
You know, it sounds crazy, but if people are told to meditate and they hate to meditate, and this actually is where they like to go to the bathroom and not be bothered by anybody, in a weird way, maybe somebody might do this. I didn't know it only takes 5 minutes to get into a meditative state. I would think I would get the app just to see if I can sit in a chair.
It's got a 4.7 reviews, stars on out of 5 when it comes to the reviews.
Wow.
170 people have rated this.
So even if it's not sitting on the toilet, if it would just if I said to you, you could get to the Zen place they tell us we should all get to, especially in high anxious times like this, would you go, okay, if it only takes me 5 minutes to sit in a chair, would you do it?
I wouldn't pay 50 cents a month for it, but I would. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
5 minutes to put you in the zone. Like it's a good enough app to make you all calm. Maybe. See, you're not you kind of can put yourself in the zone. I'm a high anxiety, crazy person.
Yeah. Like I got in the zone. I put on Pearl Jam's Unplugged on vinyl and I cut up boxes in one of our rooms. And that was very like zen.
Oh, you were working. I was like, what the hell kind of a process?
Working. I put on vinyl and then I cut up boxes.
Yeah, right.
And make demon shapes.
He's got like a big box. And so I had to cut it up and put it in the recycling. And so it was just me and one of those big X-Acto knives. And there was just something really fun about just slicing it up.
I can see that. Yeah, it's very destructive. You love to destroy things.
Yeah, that's true. And this was something I was encouraged to destroy. Actually, I was told to by my wife. So, I mean, but, you know, it was still awesome.
Yeah.
Just because I was listening to Pearl Jam. Like, music is what gets me in a meditative set.
Cool. So you don't need this. I mean, I imagine that. I bet there's got to be some sort of music involved with this. I mean, sometimes they just have, you know, guided meditations with no music, but a lot of them have some kind of relaxing music.
And I'm poo-pooing 50 cents. I'm dropping like $12 a month. So who's the idiot now for my music?
Is that a trick question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember the days when we used to just sit on the toilet and read the shampoo bottles before cell phones?
Right.
Yes. That's what I used to do.
Yeah. Oh, no. We'd always have reading material in the bathroom.
You never had that?
No.
The best thing I love keeping in the bathroom is an IKEA catalog.
Oh.
Those are the best to look at.
Do you guys ever play the game? Then you can only buy one thing off of each page. Which one would you buy?
No, but I'm gonna now.
I do that all the time.
I've never heard of that game.
I made my own. It's like Guitar Center. That's how I would do it. I would go into the bathroom with a Guitar Center catalog you know, like the mailer. And it was like, man, it wasn't that time. Like maybe it was 20 pages. But I would go, if I could only pick one thing from each page, I would debate it in my head. Like, oh, well, that keyboard's pretty sweet, but I do need cymbal stands. So, okay, this page is just cymbal stands.
Boy, I feel like you've come up with a really cool game that could be on TV. You can only have one of these things here. What would it be?
And you should have, like, your significant other or somebody in your household on the show, too, to, like, try and convince you otherwise. Like, dude.
Yeah.
The best thing to do it with is, because this is how I came up with the game, was on the plane, the Sky Mall catalog.
Oh, dude. That's
you know
the one to play with.
How much pressure that you put yourself into? Because you're like, well, yeah, I'd really love that dog kennel that looks like a cat, like a end table.
Yeah.
But I'd probably get more out of like the, you know, inflatable mattress.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Sky Mall is a great one.
Sky Mall's the best.
There's a lot of cool stuff in there. You go, oh, man.
Like, oh, wow.
The things that I want from Sky Mall that I know that I don't need. Like, my brain immediately goes, do you really, other things. Sky Mall's just got like the coolest stuff that you go, yeah, but I really don't need this.
Yeah, do I want the little spy cam that plugs into the wall?
But there's some cool things.
Or do I want the wrist cell phone carrier?
Ooh. Oh, well, see, this is the problem.
Or do I want the Mike Tyson signed Punch-Out framed photo?
Ooh.
I want that.
Mike Tyson framed Punch-Out, the video game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I did.
Yeah, that's super cool.
That is very, very cool.
Or like the table Pac-Man game that you sit and play.
Oh, I'll take the Mike Tyson Punch-Out autograph. And then I'll go see if I can find Punch-Out.
Or, Rev, you could get the Serenity Cat Pod. It's just $1,000.
Oh, wait. What's a Serenity Cat Pod?
It looks like a little spaceship.
Oh, yeah, I got one that's kind of like that already for the cats.
Wait, and the cats go in there?
Well, sometimes.
Look, and it's like it's lit to be purple.
Wait. Oh, it lights up? See, mine doesn't light up.
Well, that's what you get when you drop
$1,000. It looks like a giant cat bowl, and they just go sit in it?
Yeah, cats love bowls.
I just found something for BJ.
What's that, a giant cat bowl?
What? It's a walker with a food tray.
Oh, how much?
$19.99.
See?
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. We'll get
that for
you.
That's actually a pretty good deal. I would love that. I mean, because I go all over the house and watch my shows. I actually wouldn't mind.
You can just bring your food right with you.
The signed Mike Tyson Punch-Out framed photo. It's $250. Whoa. Signed by Mike Tyson himself.
And is that Mike right there?
Yeah,
it's that's the image of him. I don't know. See, I never got to Mike. I always get my ass kicked. I never got that far.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about iPhone cufflinks?
What?
It looks like an iPhone, but they're just cufflinks.
They don't do anything?
No, but they're $30.
Yeah, okay, they do something. They take $30 out of your pocket.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say.
Yeah. They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. What do you want to talk about? Whatever it is, man. This is your call. That's right. But do remember, when you get on this phone, Steve wants you to follow the rules.
It's a simple rule, BJ. Show some energy. Bring it. Otherwise, we'll have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
This is a rather interesting question. Somebody needs our advice, guys.
Hi.
I said, hey, guys. How should I go about asking my husband for an increase in my allowance? Currently, he gives me $30 a week, but I need $50.
$30 a week is all you get? That's it?
Does anyone else think it's kind of odd that a husband is giving a wife an allowance?
Yeah, I think.
Or am I alone on this island?
Yeah, I don't understand that at all, unless she's really bad with money.
Maybe that's it. And it's not so weird, but the fact that she calls it an allowance.
Well, it is what it is, I guess.
Yeah. I think I'm on board with you, but I actually know a lot of couples who do this. Like, especially if the wife's a stay-at-home wife, like, and for some reason the husband's in charge of the money, so he gives her an allowance. And it's like, it's weird.
What happened to get that allowance? That's what I'd like to know. Like, because I think you're right. Like, they had to hit a point where she was just buying too much stuff.
Right.
And he's like, look, I would hope. Otherwise, he just sounds rather controlling.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things to ask about this.
There surely is. I mean, there's this guy named Harv Eckert used to do these workshops about how to manage your money, and I think it was up in Canada he did them. And I forget the name of them, unfortunately. I remember his name. But he talked about everybody had their own, like, buckets or containers. And in a relationship, it's like, all right, there'll be money that we'll put towards our savings, money towards the bills, money towards whatever. And then you get money in your bucket, and then, you know, your spouse gets money in their bucket, and then you do whatever you damn well want with that money. There's no questions asked.
You
want
to buy a weird brownie thing that makes it so that every side is the edge, you can get it.
Steve.
That's a good purchase.
I was debating it.
Yeah, that's a good call.
That's a good one.
But $30 a week does seem to be unreasonable, but I don't know how much money you make. She didn't put that in there. Like, I don't know what their, you know, what their bills are. I don't know how much is brought in.
And it's a cup and a half of coffee at Starbucks these days?
Yeah, it's nothing. You didn't give us a lot of information, and I'm going to come at her a little bit. You know what? I'm going to come at her and go, ooh. I find a lot of people, when they want to make the other person look bad in a relationship, always leave out the important details to make the other person look like a bad person.
Well, I think just by calling it an allowance makes me think, my first thought was, why is this guy being so controlling? And that's not fair, because I don't know what the situation is, but I'm just thinking he's like one of those guys you see in those TV movie of the weeks, like, that just dictates everything and is kind of a jerk. But for all we know, she just might be going balls to the wall when it comes to purchases.
And then to go from 30 to 50, that's not that big of an increase, which makes me think these guys don't have a lot of money, because, I mean, $20 is not that much. You know, I mean, if you're an adult and you've got your own life, like you said, Steve, you could blow $20 by just buying coffee.
Somebody says the husband needs to get a job. The woman needs to get a job. Don't rationalize and debate what is and isn't fair for an allowance. The answer is the woman needs to get a job.
Well,
if they have a kid, I don't know.
Yeah, that's not necessarily it either. You know, this. Why are we still punishing people that want to stay at home and raise their family? I don't care if it's guy or girl. Why are we punishing people like that? You don't just...
I want to be a stay-at-home dad.
No, you know, you can't. I'm glad your wife is doing that.
Yeah, she's way better at this whole parenting. She's way better at the parenting thing. Honestly, especially right now, she has a certain thing that I just can't provide this child.
Yeah. Oh, well, there is that.
Oh,
Yeah. And that is, of course, a good upbringing.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
Manners.
Yeah, we need more information. And text her. Do not be shaming people that are stay-at-home people. You know, I mean, that's a big, big job. I wouldn't be where I am today if my wife didn't say, okay, I will be the one to keep the family together.
We're assuming this woman who texts us has kids. We don't know. She could just be staying at home enjoying the cash.
Well, here's what I would say,
There's a lot of unanswered questions, BJ.
But if I have a woman that I'm giving an allowance to, and she's a stay-at-home person, and I'm okay with, like, I'm in that relationship, I have no complaints. She's doing something. Right? She's either taking care of me, taking care of the house. Either way, she's keeping up an end of a bargain that this guy's willing to be involved in. So I don't think we have to be mad at her.
Someone says, I have a friend whose wife gives the husband an allowance, $50 a week. She pays the bills and manages the savings and the retirement.
And what the hell does he do?
Spends the money.
Well, I hope if he's a stay-at-home dad, that's great.
Or he's maybe just bad with his money and he recognizes it. It's like, look, just give me what I need to get by. He might be the one making the money. Who knows?
Yeah, if you're bad with the money, you shouldn't be in charge of your stuff anyway. That's a fact. I mean, you let everybody take over all that. I think that's a really smart idea. And look, that you just recognize that fault in yourself.
One person says the woman needs to present a business plan to the husband as to why she needs the increase in the allowance.
Oh, that's so good. That is such a guy's way of approaching it.
A PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah, that is such a guy's way of going about it.
This might also be a guy's way of going about it. Maybe she needs to increase the amount of karaoke that she does in exchange for the allowance.
Oh, there's another guy's way of looking at this situation. We've really shown how men think, don't we?
One person says two words, OnlyFans. Another person, she can become a cam girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, side
hustle. Dude, with this COVID stuff and the quarantining and people losing their jobs, I am noticing a lot more people becoming OnlyFans models.
When you say you notice a lot more people
on social media.
People you've known that were not that before?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
People that, like, you know, like, just people you see, like, that are friends or friends of friends on social media, or somehow, like, you come across their page and it's like all of a sudden they're posting stuff that you just weren't used to them doing.
Oh.
Like, there's a few people, guys that, like, a person that was like an ex of a friend, and I'm just like, whoa, what's going on here? And
okay.
And then you click on one of the pictures, you know, for journalistic purposes. And
of course.
It's like, it's an OnlyFans thing. I'm like, damn.
Whoa.
I hope that's helping people pay their bills.
Are couples doing this, or is it just chicks doing it?
I did notice a couple. I don't know if it's OnlyFans or some other thing, but they said, hey, hit us up if you want a link to our couples' videos.
Wow.
You have to tip us, though.
Oh, all right. Well,
BJ, it reminds me of Shameless.
when the couple were getting into the online porn thing to make some extra money.
That's right. Well, I mean, look, that's if you it's become a thing. What are you supposed to do? You got to pay the bills, got to feed yourself, right? Yeah.
Adam in Everett says, I get a $50 a week allowance. We both work. And when I need something more expensive, I wait a few weeks.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, but see, if they've agreed upon that, again, that's the bucket thing. See, allowance sounds bad, but if you're a working person and your spouse is a working person, then you've come up with a business plan. That's a whole different thing than you just getting an allowance, because an allowance is what you're given as a child who doesn't work. That's how I use that word. That's so we're assuming she's not working because she used the word allowance. But if you basically just have, you know, whatever you want to call it, a budget, you're given a budget, a fun budget of $50 a week that you all worked out. That's a whole different thing.
I know. I just want to hear the word allowance. I just think of parents and children.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
And you're not working. I mean, basically, it's like, here's some money. We know you need some money to sort of like get through life, but you're not doing anything. You're basically just, you know.
Well, I was working when I was a kid. I had to clean stuff. That's how I got my allowance. Like if I was vacuuming
chores.
That was work.
Well, then that's probably what, maybe this woman is doing the same thing at the house, which is why the texture shouldn't be so mad. If she's doing everything around the house, that's a job.
One person says, I just went through a bad breakup, and now my ex is trying to support two kids, and she has made a fans-only profile, LOL, for OnlyFans.
Wait a second. He went through a bad breakup, and I guess they're her kids.
I would imagine.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how about that? Even though you're broken up, you still get to see her naked. That's pretty good. I mean, you got to pay. Normally, when I break up with somebody,
less now though. In a roundabout way, he's probably paying less though now to see her naked.
You're right. Actually, when you think about it, you're absolutely right. What did you pay when you were dating? Now you get to see that naked girl. And
there's a funny picture on social media someone took of, like, it's like an old store, just looks run down, and it just says like a picture of like all these different types of fans in the store, and it just says Fans Only or Only Fans. That's the name of the store.
Oh.
And then the person wrote, so this is the place that everybody's getting a job at now.
Yeah.
Because at first I was like, what is this OnlyFans and what does this mean? And then I realized,
Yeah, I didn't even know what that was. And I still don't know what it is. You just had to remind me again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what the hell is OnlyFans? Were you going to go check it? What are you checking it out now?
I'm just typing OnlyFans in Google.
What shows up? Oh, it's the guy's fan store. Look at that.
Yep.
Yeah, that shows up. Okay, I get it, Steve. It's probably got naked people on there, right?
Do you have an account yet?
I don't. Why would I want an account when you can get, like, you know, you go to Pornhub or whatever. What do you need to go to OnlyFans for?
Because some people have bills to pay, BJ.
Oh, you're a nice man. I am helping out other people in other ways. I'll let you take care of that world.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic.
Mm. You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing okay.
How's it going over there, buddy?
I don't know. I'll get back to you on this one. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone wanted to know via text, if you could be quarantined with one celebrity, nothing sexual, who would it be and why?
Ooh, one celebrity.
So we have to be stuck somewhere with that person, and that's it, huh?
Oh, man.
Huh. That's a good one. I mean, the wrestler in me would want to pick probably maybe a wrestler so I could hear stories.
Yeah.
But then I'm still leaning. Gary Busey just seems like the perfect guy, though.
Gary Busey?
Dude, that would get old so quick.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I've never really been bored of Gary Busey.
Wow. Boy, this is a tough one.
It is.
I mean, I don't mind like hanging with somebody once in a while, but being like quarantined with a celebrity.
Because I feel like if I go with a restaurant, I'm going to probably annoy them by asking them questions all day long.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they necessarily want to have that. So after a day, they might be like, just don't talk to me, kid.
I think I'd have to pick a female because I feel like at least, you know, she would be less annoying than a dude in my brain. Because I've just, well, in my life, I've always gotten along better with women than men. That's why.
Yeah.
So I would, I'm trying. Well, damn!
Wow!
Come on, spit it out.
Come back to me on this.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I can't really. Okay. Yeah.
Duh, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Then I can hang out with his donkey and horse.
Yes, ooh. And then you can listen to that song that he rapped on.
Yes.
Okay, so we can be at their place. What? That's see. I was wondering if it was going to be if I get to pick their place. I got a nicer.
You make
place.
This very difficult.
Well, I mean, if they have she's going to hang out with his horse and donkey. It's going to be at his place.
Well, they come to my house. They can bring the horse and donkey.
Okay,
it's a lot of thought being put into a hypothetical question.
Because the you know how my brain works.
I know. Yes, yeah. You can play wherever you want to play.
Okay, that changes everything.
But
then.
Still, nothing sexual.
Okay,
all right. Let's check with the Rev.
All right,
I would have to say Nick Frost. Because I follow him on Instagram.
Good call.
And he is just doing a lot of cooking videos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I know the dude can cook.
That's a good point.
So I'm actually kind of, I would be excited for that.
Oh, that is a really, really good point. Oh, man.
All right. Still not got, all right.
No, I'm sorry. I can't think of this.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
And then you can have him play songs.
Exactly. And then I could also take my guitar and we could have his epic recording studio and we could just record songs all day.
I actually do like that idea.
Yeah. Are you guys insane?
Why?
You're quarantined with Billy Joe Armstrong, who hasn't had enough time to really go through the rehab process, if you ask me.
That was like 7 years ago.
Dude, he's been fine.
No, dude, he just went back in.
What, he's fine now.
The 1 minute happened, what, just last year, didn't it?
2013.
Dude, that's when 1 minute happened?
Yeah, dude, that's been a long time.
What the f***?
Oh, sorry, Billy Joe. Hey, all right.
Give me a break. 1 minute left. Right, 1 minute.
That was
left. You're going to give me one minute?
That was forever ago.
God, I feel like we just started playing that.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
All right.
I've been around since 1980.
Are you sure you want to be with this guy quarantined?
Yes. I'm not Justin Bieber, you mother...
Okay.
Hanging with Justin Bieber wouldn't be all that bad.
Yeah. True. Well, how about Mel Gibson then? If we're going to hang with people that are insane, I'll pick Mel Gibson. All right? Because that would be the guy to hang with, right?
You think?
Yeah. Come on. He's the guy. Yeah. There we go. That's the guy. Yeah, that's my pick. Mel Gibson for quarantine.
Well, it might be okay right now because at least, you know, your cleaning crew are not around.
Well, someone's got to now. Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, we can't get him the cleaning crew.
Your daughter's at your house. I don't know if you want Mel Gibson there.
Yeah, you sure? I don't know. I feel like him and Billy Joe, right? Same level?
All right, so now who who are you going to go with, BJ?
You're still asking me?
Yes. Yeah. At this point, come on.
Oh, man, Rev, did you get one?
Yeah, I said Nick Frost, you dork.
And who'd you say, Bruce, Steve?
I went with the Gary Busey.
Oh, with the Gary Busey? Really?
Although I might go with this texture. He says, no contest, Dave Grohl. Grohl would be fun because you could get drunk and we could record a record together.
That is a good call, Dave.
And then
Grohl.
He could kick me off the album and play the drums himself.
All right, you know what?
I think Foo Fighters experience.
I'm going to change it up. I do have somebody. I was going to go with a woman, but I think I'm going to go with somebody who's a little older than me. Therefore, they're not going to be that demanding, but still is very interesting. I'm going to go with Sir Patrick Stewart.
Ooh, Sir Patrick Stewart, are you going to make him watch Star Trek with you?
Well, that would be kind of fun because, I mean, he seems like he likes the show, you know, because he was in it.
Somebody says Jeff Goldblum. That'd actually be pretty fun.
He would wear on my nerves. He's a little weird. I don't mind watching him on his show, but he's a little weird, I think. I don't know if I could hang out with that weirdness all this time.
I like this one. I get to hang out with the stars of the Megacast. We'd do some push-ups, eat some chicken wings, and watch wrestling and sports reruns.
Nice. Hold on a second. That's more than one person.
That's a good point. Well, you know, Ted and I are, you know, we'll stay connected.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll just bro hug the whole time.
Okay. I mean, Ted is a celebrity. You didn't pick him.
That's true.
Yeah, you could have picked Ted.
I could have. I mean, we could have some hot dogs together.
Ted like hot dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Who's the woman that you're going to go with?
Well, there's a lot of them. I was thinking of, I thought Jennifer Lawrence is pretty cool. Seems like an awesome person. You know, I love Scarlett Johansson.
Yes.
But on the geeky side of things, and we've had her in studio, and she's the geek goddess, and that's Felicia Day. Uh-huh. I thought she'd be kind of cool to hang out with, and she seems like a nice person. Because, I mean, maybe she'd play board games with me.
Somebody said Mickey Rourke. We could just sit in silence and drink from JMU Hall.
Ooh, that's a really good call.
Zach Wilde, all the great music and coffee you'd ever want. Yeah. I'd be a little nervous if he gets drunk.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Make sure you have no locks on your doors.
That's a thing.
Lock himself in the kitchen, allegedly.
See, the thing is I have to tell you, being stuck around the same person, I don't think there's anybody I really want to be around except people that I know already. And I don't know any of these celebrities to know if they're really like somebody I'd want to be stuck with for months.
I've been following Jennifer Gardner. She's stuck at home, so she's been doing a lot of baking and showing videos. She just made homemade bagels. I want to hang out with her so I can just get all the food.
Jennifer Gardner is, who is she again? She
Electra.
Ben Affleck's old wife?
About Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
That'd be fun for her.
Jennifer Gardner seems like a cool lady. It's like, she seems cool, which makes me wonder, like, why couldn't Affleck figure that out? Unless he's just maybe doesn't
want to be monogamous.
He makes bad decisions.
Have you not seen the tattoo on his back?
Yeah, you're right. And also Daredevil, he made that bad decision.
I would say Batman, sure, but not Daredevil.
No, they both were really.
So it's that quarantine without Gordon Ramsay. In real life, dude is great, and I'll be eating some great food, or a young Sean Connery. Well, we have to go with
young Sean Connery.
Like someone said I'd go with what's his face, Robin Williams if he was alive. But we have to go with someone who's alive and current.
Oh, would you want to be around Robin Williams when he was had his juice, if you will?
That could be tough.
That's a lot.
But then again, I'm okay with Gary Busey, so I think I'd be okay with Robin.
Dude, I can't believe you would really want to be with Gary Busey.
Yeah, I don't have to do any talking. I just stare at him.
Why not Meatloaf? I mean, Meatloaf to me was the better of those two.
No, Gary Busey's more chill and says stupid stuff that'll make me chuckle. Meatloaf will just yell at me.
You do not want to with me!
Oh, I should have picked Christian Bale. He's another stable guy.
John Cena, somebody said. No, I've watched Total Divas, and he seems like he's very meticulous at his house.
Of course you should hang out with John Cena, because you're never going to see him.
Oh.
Yeah. That way he won't get in the way. No? Okay, fine.
Larry the Cable Guy just got texted in.
Yeah. You're done.
Larry the Cable Guy. And, of course, nobody said The Rock because, well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, that would be a great choice. And then we just order sushi all the time.
Yeah.
See, I would want The Rock and Kevin Hart like you and the Ted Smith. I think they both have to go together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, actually, after seeing the video that Jack Black did, what was it on TikTok? What the hell did he release?
Yeah.
Dude, the video that Jack Black just did, if you haven't seen that.
I haven't.
Oh, him dancing by his pool or whatever the hell, he's outside and his gut is just out there for full view. He's shirtless. Jack Black might be the guy.
Really?
Oh, it is a funny video. He made everybody laugh yesterday when this was out there.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I just thought it was a crazy person.
No, well, that's Jack Black.
Yeah.
I mean, plus he's got moves. You know, for a portly gentleman, he can dance.
He's very agile.
Yes.
He's so weird, man.
Oh, Jack Black might be the guy.
Someone even said they'd like to spend their time with Jack Black.
Yeah, I think that's the new one. I forgot about Jack.
Ooh, Bill Gates.
Well, you would have a great place. You would never even see Bill. I mean, really, he's got such a place. But you'd be well protected.
Mm-hmm.
He's where I want to go when there's an apocalypse. Because if anybody's going to be well protected during an apocalypse or zombies or whatever, it's going to be Bill Gates. All right. Well, if we figured it out, haven't we?
It took you a minute, man. Oh, wow. David Hasselhoff just got texted.
No.
Oh, the Hawk.
Oh, no. We get drunk and eat burgers on the floor.
Hell yeah.
No, you guys can have that.
Fine.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show.
Texter would like to know, what would you say if you could call the past and give yourself some advice?
Oh, that's a rather...
It's a deep question.
I've heard that before. Like, what could you, if you could go back and tell yourself one thing, what would it be?
It's like the quarantine question.
Yeah, I think, the idea is that you know so much now that just any sort of knowledge that I have now, I wouldn't listen. I know me. I would go back and I know talking to me, I'm an idiot. I wouldn't listen to me.
I mean, think about every older person that's shared advice with you and you're just like, whatever. And most of them would always say, oh, you're not going to believe me now. But at some point you're going to look back and be like, yep, he was right. And more often than not, that has been true.
I mean, if you could actually do it like Looper, you know what I mean? Like the movie Looper where, you actually were able to go back and tell yourself something. I don't think, I would be, from the sci-fi standpoint, I think it'd be really cool if old me showed up. That would be awesome.
See, I would just troll myself. I would just be like, don't press the green button, and then nothing else.
That's all you would do?
You would troll your younger self maybe to make your life better. That's what you would do?
Absolutely.
You would get to J.J. Abrams, your whole thing, create a whole new timeline where things could be great, and you would troll yourself.
Yeah, actually, yes, I absolutely.
Yeah.
See, I would want to game the system. I would definitely go to a point where I was like young enough that Microsoft just started or Starbucks just started and say, I know you don't know anything about stocks. Trust me, older version of you doesn't either. But I do know if you buy a butt ton of these, you will be very happy one day.
Yeah.
That's probably what I would do.
But did you have the money back then to buy a butt ton?
Well, first I would say steal your parents' money.
There you go.
Don't worry, they'll thank you later when you give them a nice sizable cut of this deal. Yeah.
Yeah, but see, I'm always afraid of the butterfly effect. I mean, Ashton Kutcher taught me that you think you're doing the right thing. Next thing you know, somebody dies.
So why wouldn't you share a place with Ashton Kutcher if he's so wise?
Because he's the one that broke everything, the butterfly effect. I'm not going to get in the same room with him.
All right, Vicky, what about you?
Definitely would be buy a house sooner. Like, I thought I just couldn't because, who can my age? But if I would have actually done a little bit more research and gone to different people, not just the one person I was told to go talk to, I could have bought a house forever ago and had a good chunk of it paid off by now.
I guess when you think about it, Vicky, you're not that old, so it's really, you don't have to go that far back to talk to yourself, do you?
No. Yeah.
All right. I'm interested in what Danny would tell himself. Probably, you know, not wear so much makeup.
That's true, too. Yeah. Move to California and don't go to college.
What?
Yeah, I didn't want. I had the chance to move to California when I was 18, but my mom begged me to go to college, and I was like, ah. So I had to go back to New Mexico. And
in fact, twofold. She wanted you to get an education.
She did.
She probably also wanted you to be around her.
I appreciate it. I'm not doing anything with my college education, though. So at that point, it's like, I kind of. She wasted a lot of money, and I would have liked to have been in California for at least 3 years when I was younger.
I could see that. I mean, when you're younger, sure, you want to go to a place you dreamed about going. And California is a great young person's place.
What were you going to go do in California?
I had no idea. My cousin lived there, and I was going to go stay on her couch until I found a job.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Were you going to work at Disneyland or something?
I was hoping to find an Amateur record company somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, because there was a lot of punk rock labels that were down there, and I was like, oh, maybe I can get into Epitaph and intern and stuff like that.
Oh, you'd be a skateboarding punk.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Learn to surf.
Oh, you would learn to surf. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go. Then you'd be completely stereotypical California right
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
All right.
How about the Rev?
He would troll himself, but...
Oh, that's right. Oh, never mind. Sorry, okay. Sorry. I didn't accept that as a good enough answer. Yeah.
You and I can't remember that he said... you and I both, for some reason, forget
he's
around.
I think of something else, though.
Yeah. I know. It's like, wait, didn't I just already say that? No.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.